Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to this, what I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk basketball. Let's talk NBA playoff basketball.
Was cracking, G Money.
Hey, what's up, DJ? How's your Friday going? How's the weather in Oakland this time of day?
It's bright sunshine, clear, almost 70 degrees, so it's getting warm.
Okay. Well, it's about 80 degrees here in Las Vegas. It's definitely starting to heat up. So, let's talk basketball. Let's talk about the games that played last night. Yesterday was Thursday night's game. How many games did they have last night? 3 games?
There were 3 games last night. 3 games tonight. 3 games tomorrow. And 4 games on Sunday.
Okay. Well, let's go over the games from last night. Thursday night's games. All right. Let's start with the Eastern Conference.
So the Philadelphia 76ers beat the Brooklyn Nets 102-97.
All right. That was a win for G Money. I predicted the 76ers would win that game. So that's 3 wins and no wins. 3 wins for Philadelphia 76ers and 0 wins for the Brooklyn Nets. So 1 more game and it's over for Brooklyn. So what else? Who else played last night?
Well, last night the Golden State Warriors beat the Sacramento Kings 114-97, which puts the Sacramento Kings up 2-1 in that series.
Right. I picked Sacramento to win, so that's a loss for G Money. Actually, I think I picked the the Golden State Warriors to win last night, because I'm thinking that that was the one game that I think they were going to win, and then go, and then the Sacramento Kings are going to win the next two games. So, because it's a five-game series, and I'm thinking that the Sacramento Kings were going to win it in four games, in five games. So I actually won that game last night because I wanted Golden State. Well, I didn't want Golden State to win, but I picked Golden State to win. So it's two games for Sacramento and one game for Golden State. So now Sacramento got to win the next two games in order to win the series. Okay. Who else played last night?
The third game was the Phoenix Suns beat the LA Clippers 129-124. That puts Phoenix in that series up 2-1.
Okay, they were 1-1 and Phoenix won, so now Phoenix is up 2-1 over the Clippers. Oh, that doesn't look good for the Los Angeles Clippers. But I was hoping that the Clippers would win, and I'm still thinking the Clippers will win the series in five. So now it's two games for Phoenix and one game for the Clippers. So the Clippers have to win the next two games, actually the next three games, so they can win the series. So it's the best three out of five for the Clippers to win the series. So it's the best of seven, though. So I'm hoping that the Clippers win the next two games so they can win the series. Actually, they got to win three games, huh, to win the series. Okay. Well, let's hope that the Clippers win the next three games, and that Golden State doesn't win any more games, so the Clippers can win the series and move on to round two. All right, who else played last night?
There were only three games last night, so that was it. There's three games tonight. The first game, the Boston Celtics play the Atlanta Hawks in Atlanta.
And Boston is winning two.
The Celtics are up 2-0 in that series.
2-0. Well, I'm thinking that Boston's going to win this third game, and they're going to go ahead and sweep the series. It's going to be a four-game sweep over the Atlanta Hawks. So we'll see what happens tonight. All right. And who else is playing tonight?
The second game is the New York Knicks playing the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they're tied 1-1 in that series.
Okay. Where are they playing tonight?
They're playing in Cleveland.
Oh, they're playing in Cleveland? Okay.
No, sorry. They're playing in New York.
Oh, they're playing the Knicks in the Boston Garden, in the New York Gardens, huh? Okay. Well, I'm still saying Cleveland is going to beat the Knicks tonight. So it'll be 2-1 tonight. Cleveland will be up 2-1 after tonight's game. All right. Do we have another game tonight? Or do we go to Saturday's games?
Game number three is the Denver Nuggets playing the Minnesota Timberwolves. And the Denver Nuggets are up 2-0 in that series.
Yeah, where are they playing tonight? Are they playing in Minnesota?
They're playing in Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota has to win tonight in order to get a game in the series, because otherwise The series is going to be over. Denver Nuggets is going to sweep the series. So I'm hoping that the Minnesota Timberwolves win tonight, and then they have three more chances to win three more games. But I don't think they'll win three. I think if they win tonight, the Denver Nuggets will win the next two games, and that'll sweep the series. It'll be a five-game series. Okay. Who else? Do they have any more games tonight, or do we go to Saturday night?
So that's it for tonight. On Saturday, there are four games.
Okay, four games on Saturday. All right, game number one.
Game number one, the Philadelphia 76ers playing the Brooklyn Nets in Brooklyn. And the 76ers are ahead, lead that series 3-0.
3-0, okay. Well, I think the 76ers are going to go ahead and sweep the series. So they're going to beat the Brooklyn Nets tonight, and that series is going to be over. So the 76ers is getting ready to go to round two after Saturday night's game. All right. So game number two on Saturday night.
The Phoenix Suns are playing the L.A. Clippers in L.A., and the Suns lead the series 2-1.
Okay. Did we say the Clippers are playing the Phoenix Suns tonight?
Yep. No.
Yeah.
They're not playing them tonight. They played them last night.
Oh, they played them last night, and they lost. Okay. The Suns won. So it's 2-0, or no, it should be 2-1. 2-1.
The Phoenix Suns.
Games for the Phoenix Suns.
2-1.
2-1, right. Okay. So the Clippers will win the next game, and then I think the Clippers will win the next two games to win the series. So that's my prediction. I predict that the Clippers will win the next two games, and then they'll go ahead and win the series.
All right.
Okay, game number three.
Game number three, the Milwaukee Bucks are playing the Miami Heat in Miami, and that series is tied 1-1.
1-1. I really like Miami Heat playing. They're playing really good, but I think Milwaukee Bucks is the better team, and I think Milwaukee will win tonight. And then, well, I think this game will probably go six-game series before the winner is determined. But I'm thinking that the Milwaukee Bucks are going to win four out of the six games. So we'll see what happens. I'm predicting Milwaukee to win the next game.
All right. And game number four tomorrow is the Memphis Grizzlies playing the L.A. Lakers. And the Grizzlies, oh, that series is tied 1-1.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking the Lakers are going to win tomorrow night's game. So they'll go up 2-1 in their series. And I'm really hoping that the Lakers win four out of six. So I'm thinking the Grizzlies will win two games, out of the four-game series, out of the six games. So the Lakers will win four, and the Grizzlies will win two. So I'm thinking the Lakers will win the next two games.
Okay. So on Sunday, there are four games. Game number one, the Cleveland Cavaliers are playing the New York Knicks in New York.
And what's that series right now? Cleveland's winning 2-1?
Tied 1-1.
Okay. And if Cleveland wins tonight, then Sunday it'll be, they can win again, and it'll be 3-1. And the Knicks will probably win two games out of the six, and Cleveland will win four. They'll win the series in four games. So I'm thinking Cleveland will win the next game for Sunday night, and then it'll be, that should be 3-1. And then New York will have to win one day next week. And then the Knicks, and then the Cleveland will win game four sometime next week, Tuesday or Wednesday next week. All right. Do we have another game Sunday night?
Game number two out of four. The Sacramento Kings are playing the Golden State Warriors in San Francisco.
Golden State. They're playing the Sacramento Kings. Well, I'm thinking the Kings are going to win the series. So they're up 2-1 right now. And if they play Sunday, I'm thinking, where are they playing Sunday?
San Francisco.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking Sacramento Kings are going to win on Sunday. So they'll go up 3-1 as of Sunday. And then they'll win game four sometime next week. Maybe San Francisco may win another game. But San Francisco lost their one of their best players. He's suspended for two games. So they'll have to win without him. And I don't think San Francisco can beat the Sacramento Kings without, what's his name, Green? Davon Green, something like that?
Draymond Green.
Draymond Green, yeah. So he's suspended for the next, well, he's suspended for last night, and he's suspended for Sunday's game, which is the next game. So he has a two-game suspension, and that's going to be two games that Sacramento will win without Golden State having Green. So it'll be 3-1. Going back into when Davon Green comes back. So Sacramento should win the series. It looks like they're going to win it in five games, possibly six games.
Okay. Game number three. The Boston Celtics are playing the Atlanta Hawks in Atlanta.
Okay. That'll be game number 4, and it'll end the series. Boston will win that game. That'll be the 4th win for them. So they will eliminate the Atlanta Hawks on Sunday. So Boston will be the first team to go to round 2 in the playoffs.
All right. And the game number 4, the final game on Sunday, is the Denver Nuggets and playing the Minnesota Timberwolves in Minnesota.
Okay. If Minnesota wins tonight, then Denver will win will win on Sunday. But if Minnesota loses tonight, then the Denver Nuggets will end the series on Sunday. It'll be 4 wins for Denver on Sunday. So, the Minnesota Timberwolves have to win tonight so they don't get eliminated on Sunday.
All right. That's it for Sunday's games.
All right. Was that it for NBA basketball playoffs for this weekend?
Yep.
Well, all right. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and that's the end of Gregory's basketball report on Gregory's Stories. So let's take a commercial break. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
You know, when I came home from college, my baby brother, Big Nasty, he was 12 years old. And he decided he wanted to play baseball. So he had signed up at Del Amo Park to play baseball. And I went out to watch him play his first game because his big brother was a baseball fanatic. You know, I really was. I had planned to go pro and everything. So when I came home from college, I was looking forward to my brother playing baseball. And he went out and he had his team all together and everybody was there. And I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready for the game to start. And then the umpire said that they couldn't play the game. And I couldn't understand why. So I asked my brother, I said, what's going on?
I'm a new one with a baby. that is small.
Gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. And they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning." And I said, "Oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting." And one of the girls said, "Well, I got some weed." And the other girl said, "And I got some cognac." And I said, "Oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay."
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news. I play music in the air. I tell jokes to the listening audience. And I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
So, I was hanging out with Lisa, and Lisa had a party. Now, we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. And her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. And I was dancing with Lisa. And her mother was like, oh, they look so cute together. Oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance. So I broke out and did the swim. And I did the mashed potatoes. And she said, no, baby, I want to see you dance for real. And I stopped in the middle of my dance, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. I thought I was doing real dances.
get up.
So I was hanging out with Lisa, and Lisa had a party. Now, we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. And her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. And I was dancing with Lisa. And her mother was like, oh, they look so cute together. Oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance. So I broke out and did the swim, and I did the mashed potatoes. And she said, no, baby, I want to see you dance for real. And I stopped in the middle of my dance, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. I thought I was doing real dances.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's the Internet Radio Show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of jokes for you. There was a man speeding on the highway, and he passed a highway patrol officer sitting on the freeway by a freeway billboard, and the highway patrolman was eating his lunch, and he saw the car pass by speeding on his highway, and he said, "Oh, no. I can't have anybody speeding on my highway." So he put his lunch up, and he took off in pursuit of the person that was speeding. And he was thinking to himself, "Well, when I catch up with them, I'm going to ask them why they were speeding. And if they give me a good excuse, I'm going to let them go. And I'm going to go back and finish my lunch." So he turned his lights on, and he pulled the driver over, and he went to the window and knocked on the driver's side window, and the driver rolled the window down. He said, "Sir, can you tell me why you were speeding?" And the driver said, "Well, I was driving by, and I saw the highway patrol on the side of the road by the freeway billboard, and it made me think of my wife. You know, my wife ran off with a highway patrol officer. So I was thinking about that, and then I saw the lights come on, and I thought, oh, no, he's going to try to pull me over because he wants to give my wife back." I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right, I got another one for you. There was an 18-wheeler that was driving down the highway, and it passed this sidewalk cafe, and it decided that it was going to stop and get something to eat. So he pulled into the driveway and parked right by the sidewalk cafe, and he got out the 18-wheeler and walked into the cafe and sat down at the counter, and the waitress came over and asked him if she could take his order. And he said, "Yes, he'll have a double cheeseburger with everything on it, and he'll have a cup of coffee, and he'll have a piece of that apple pie in the cabinet right there." And the waitress wrote his order down, then gave the order to the cook for him to cook the hamburger, and the man was waiting for his food. While he was sitting there, three motorcycle gang members walked into the cafe, and they sat down at the counter next to the man. And when his food came, one of them ate his hamburger, the other one drank his coffee, and the third biker ate his apple pie. But the man didn't complain. He didn't say anything. He just got up, walked over to the register and paid his bill and left a tip for the waitress and walked out of the cafe and went and got in his 18-wheeler. And the bikers started laughing at him. They said, "Oh, he's a sorry man. He didn't even complain about us eating his food or drinking his coffee. He didn't even fuss about anything that we did. He didn't complain. He didn't make any issues about anything we did." And the waitress said, "Yeah, that's true. But you said all of that about the driver, but you didn't say anything about the company that he drives for, because the driver ran over all three motorcycles in the parking lot and smashed them with his 18-wheeler on the way out the parking lot. So who got the last laugh? All right. Well, I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. And there were three women that were put in front of a firing squad. And one was a blonde, one was a redhead, and one was a brunette. Well, they put the brunette in front of the firing squad, and the sergeant came over and asked her if she had any last words. And she said, nope, let's just get this over with. So he said, ready, aim. And she said, hurricane, hurricane, hurricane. And everybody ran for shelter, and she escaped. And then they went and got the redhead and put her in front of the firing squad. And the sergeant came over and asked her if she had any last words. And she said, nope. So he said, ready, aim. And she said, tornado, tornado, tornado. And everybody ran for cover, and she escaped. And the blonde lady was the last one, but she saw her two friends get away, and she saw what they did. So she was going to try to be smart. And the sergeant came over and asked her if she had any last words. And she said, nope, just give me a blindfold so I don't see what's going on. And he said, okay, and he blindfolded her. Then he said, do you have any last words? And she said, nope, let's just get this over with. And he said, ready, aim. And she said, fire, fire, fire. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Okay. DJ, play a clip, and then let's play one of the songs. Play, Big Bank Takes Little Bank, the Money Man, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors. And she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots, and the waitress put them on our table. And I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses. And she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards, she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy.
Big bank, take metal bank. Big bank, take metal bank.
What a crowd and ball it up and throw it in the audience. And the people would dive on the floor to get those dollars. And then I'd go and I'd count the money and I'd raise it up. And I'd go, and I'd laugh.
Big bang track metal bang. 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 Big bang track metal bang.
And I'd walk around and I'd count the money again and I'm kissing the money and everything and I'm playing to the money. And I count it again and I pull out another dollar. And I ball it up and throw it in the crowd. And people are just going crazy.
Big bang track metal bang. Big bang track metal bang. Big bang track metal.
And I would act like I was going to give them some money. I'd count out like $10 or $20. And I'd go to hand it to them. And then when they reach for the money, I'd pull it back and laugh.
Big bang track metal bang. 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 Big bang track metal bang.
Online, and I got 12 bricks, and I handed each brother a brick. And then I got a piece of string, and I tied it to the brick. And then I made them pull their pants down, and I tied the end of the string to their penis. And then I blindfolded each brother so that they couldn't see what was going on. And I stood them at the edge of my stairs, and I told them, okay, on the count of three, I want you to drop the brick. But they're thinking that when they drop the brick, the string is going to pull their penis off. And they were like, no, big brother, we don't want to drop the brick. So I gave them to the count of three, and then we said, drop the brick. And they dropped the brick. Everybody around the world, G-Money. presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
G Money, are you there? G Money.
G Money.
Well, I guess we'll play another song.
My daddy had a friend that had a big house. And he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool. And the dogs were jumping in the pool behind. And they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air. And then they would be pouncing on top of us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse, and he would dive in the pool right after us. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool. My daddy had a friend that had a big house in South Central LA, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house, and it was great, because every time we played, we went to his house to swim in his pool, and he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool. And as long as we were swimming in the pool, the dogs were jumping in the pool behind them. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for them. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get Ed, he pounced on me. We had to get away or we had to drown. Now imagine swimming in the pool and you get a big Great Dane chasing you around the pool. And he would dive in the pool right after us. And he would put his head in the water to see where you were. And he would be swimming around in the pool so he could swim over you. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And you had to go back down and try to find a place to come up where you could get air. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for him. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. We had to get away or we had to drown. And it was three Great Danes that would be swimming in the pool and they would be waiting on us to come up for air. And every place you rode, the dog would be there. So we were swimming in the pool and my brother, every time they came up for water, the dogs would fall in on top of them. So they had to keep going under the water and swimming until they got to the edge. And when they pulled up on the edge of the pool, the dogs were right there when they pulled up. So I was laughing. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for them. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get air, he pounced on you. We had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool. And I learned to swim, swimming in my daddy's friend's pool. And I swam in his swimming pool for several years. And my godfather was hosting parties, cooking shrimp and cooking lobster and cooking crawdads. And all those crawdads were good. And the dogs were always there. We always had the dogs to compete with us while we were swimming. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get air, he was pounced on you. We had to get away, or we had to drown.
And I walked around, and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I walked up, and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. You ain't no playboy. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. and I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girl. So you need to come check me out. Telling you the story that I had a situation at the school district, and I had to jam up one of the students, so I got sent to the district office. And I was working in the district office, and I was still getting paid every day as a school teacher. So I was showing up every day, and they were signing my substitute sheet, which was my pay sheet every day that I showed up. And I would work in the office with all of the clerks and the secretaries that work in the district office. And we were talking about the kids and how they're misbehaving in school and stuff. And we had a bunch of mailbags because there are 26 elementary schools in Compton Unified School District. There are 8 middle schools, which is 6th grade to 8th grade, and then we got 3 high schools, which is 9th grade to 12th grade. So we had mailbags that sent literature to all the schools. So we had all these mailbags, 26 plus 8 is 34, plus 3 is 37. We had 37 mailbags. Actually, we had a couple extra because we had some detention schools that were continuation schools. So we had like 40 mailbags because we had 3 continuation schools. We had 1 middle school and we had 2 continuation school, high school, for the kids that got pregnant, that were pregnant during school, so they weren't allowed to go to the regular school. They had to go to a special school. And then we had some kids that were really misbehaving, and they had to go to a detention school. So we had like 3 schools like that. So anyway, we had like 40 bags that we sent mail to all the schools. So we started sending literature to the schools, and I would help put the literature in the mail bags, and we would send the mail out to the different schools. And every day the district had some kind of letter that they sent to the principal at the different schools, and then they had letters that they sent for the secretary of the schools to copy and send it out with the students. So the secretaries would get certain letters, and they would go on the copy machine and duplicate the letters to send to the kids, and the kids would take the letters home. So I worked at the district office for about 3 months. And during that time, they got ready for the school district proficiency exam. Yeah, all the kids in the school district had to take a state exam, and they had to see how they were progressing in school. So we had gotten together with the letter that we sent to the principal to let the principal know that they were getting letters to be sent to all of the parents about a proficiency exam. So we sent the letters to the principal, and then we got the letters together to send to the secretary for them to copy the letters to send home with the kids so that the parents could be informed that the school was initiating a proficiency exam for all the kids to take the exam to make sure they were learning what they were supposed to learn, and they were operating on school level, on the grade level which they were in. So this was a chance for the kids to prove to the district that they were learning. So we sent the letters out, and the secretaries got the letters, and they copied them at their school because all the schools had Xerox machines, and they copied all the letters, and they sent the letters home with all the kids. So all the parents were informed about the proficiency exam that was given on the school campus. Well, during that time, I was planning a talent show. Now, I had done 3 talent shows off campus in the Compton Transit Center, which is the transit center. It's the auditorium at the bus terminal, the Greyhound bus terminal. So I had done 3 concerts at the bus terminal, in the auditorium at the bus terminal. And the shows turned out pretty good, but I needed more room because I was planning to invite more students and get more parents to show up at the show. So I started doing shows at all of the middle schools. So I set up talent shows at all the middle schools. It's 8 middle schools in Compton, and I set up talent shows at all 8 middle schools. And since I was serving at all the middle schools, I would go to the middle schools and I would take a flyer that I would pass out at the middle schools, letting all the kids know if you sing, if you got a rap group, or if you got a singing group, or if you got a dance group, then you need to contact me because I'm doing a talent show and I want you to perform in my talent show. So I started getting calls from all of these kids in Compton. I mean, all of the kids started contacting me saying, hey, I got a rap group. Hey, I'm a rapper. Hey, I'm a singer. Hey, I got a singing group, or I got a dance group. And I was like, yeah, well, get all your records, get your music together, and we're going to do a talent show at your school. So I set up the talent shows at each of the schools in the district. And we performed the talent show. So I did a show like every 6 months, like 2 shows a year I did in the schools. And I wasn't getting the attendance from the parents like I really wanted to, but I was getting all the kids involved, and all the kids were coming out, and they were performing. And so it was going really well.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, April 21st, 2023. Happy birthday to Jordan Malone. Happy birthday to KC Gleaton. Happy birthday to Paula Small. Happy birthday to Grant Solomon. Happy birthday to Roshana S. Hunter. Happy birthday to Latasha Clark. Happy birthday to Thelma Avery. Happy birthday to Lee Allen. And last but not least, happy birthday to Sabrina Dominic Brown. That's it for all the birthdays. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating their birthday today, April 27th, April 21st, 2023.
Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Big jump.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.